Oh, good morning to the Interbet team and welcome. Turf and team stand side. Saturday, the 25th of July, 21 pentrometer, 2 meter false rail from the 700 meter mark. First race is off at 12:35, 1400 meter maiden juvenile plate. Your favorite here, Rhythmic Queen from the Tarry Yard with Zaki aboard, but the joint favorite is Skit Smiling. It doesn't look like there's much between those two. I would have a very close look at Heart Treat number three. Matsuyama for Sage. I think that King Solomon might improve as well. Michaela Mikel rode it his first two, and she stays with it. Drawn two, needed its last run and improved quite nicely. So it's needed a couple of runs. Could go well here. Race two, maiden juvenile plate, 1400 meters. The odds on favorite is Too Light in the Woods. Three good runs, but this is second run after a rest. Way ahead on the speed rating. I'd be very careful here. Trek's on Fire looks to be a big improver to me. Veronese and Mikel, I expect that one to go well. And then it might be worth having a look at the first timer, Tagusta. There was a bit of money for this one. Lorena rides it as well. Race 3, merit rated 88, 2,000 meters. Difficult race. There are lots of horses in here with chances. Let's go to the top of the betting boards, and we've got Mount Darwin. Won well last time, number 5 and number 6 best candidate, way ahead on the speed rating, has only had 9 stars, 2 wins, 2 places. Goodlarkus, you know, I said to you during the week, not in good form, haven't been in good form for some time, but it's got to change. That's why I keep putting his horses in. I'm not backing them though. Number 7, Iger Sanction. Improved last start. Yenny's ridden it 17 times for 4 wins and 4 places. So he knows this horse really, really well. This goes into everything Iger Sanction. I'd be very worried about him. Maybe 3, Robert Browning, and 9, Deception Pass, who ran pretty well last week. Race 4, merit rated 80, 1160. Geostorm and Winter in Auckland, the 2 Peter runners, a favorite. Geostorm's 3rd run and gets a 2.5 claimer. Winter in Auckland is 2nd run, and I would think that with the penalty, Hefty, 7. And 2nd run, can't have it. So what else is there? Kia Carr, Michael Azzi's one of his 2 runners. 2 good wins, and Rachel's won 2 out of 3 rides on it. 6 traditional belief, this as the other Azzi horse. I would put this horse into everything. Ignore its loss, it will improve. And then maybe Stonywood, another Hoodalakis runner, of course, in distance 2 and 1, that's number 1. Tough race as well. Race 5, merit rated handicap, 1,000 meters. If Umzinginzweli Wenati doesn't win this number 5, then anything can win. He's got the form, he's got the collateral form, and he's got everything in his favor. For the rest of them, there are lots of horses in here with a chance and start at the top. Espinosa, good run, but if you go to lead the charge race, this is what gives these horses all chances, because that ran pretty close. Yamadoro's 12-1 ran 2 lengths behind them. It's personal. Was right on top of them as well. So that goes into everything. And then plus 4 got 7 for winning last time, but it is 2nd run after a rest. I'm going to give him a miss. Just the 2 of us, loves the course, goes into everything as well. Race 6, middle stakes, 1400 meters. Precocious is your favorite, goes 1400 meters, 2nd run after a rest. I can't have it. The horse that should win this is Quick Freeze, Hoodalakis Zaki. This horse is the best horse in the race. 7 runs, 2 wins, 3 places, right at the bottom of the weights. I think Quick Freeze is the right horse, but I cannot bank on Goodlarkus at this stage. So what else we put in here? Dannon Van Santen might improve, and Command Pilot might improve. That's number 9. 8 Bristol Hercules got very good form. And then the roughie worth putting in is the Africa House. Linkers and Tung Tai Wolf won over the course and distance. He ran a lot of places. And he might just be a big find at 25-1. Race 7, divided fillies and mares, 1,400. I'm only going 3 horses here. Cape Saffron, 7-1 on my best each way. Another pedigree runner should run really well here on collateral form. Everything right. Fishhawk, exactly the same. Comments, number 6. And then somebody somewhere is a favorite and might be quite a bit better than this field. So that goes into everything. Race 8, merit rated, fillies and mares, 1400 meters. Your favorite here is Winds of Grace. Well, going to have to improve to be able to win this. I think Fiery Frolic, if it wasn't second run, I would make this a good thing, but it is a month since his last run. Zaki's ridden it once and won once on it. So Fiery Frolic's my top choice, number three, by a long way. I'm adding in Winter Voice, Azzy and Rachel Venica. I think they'll go well. Seven, Destiny's Dream, looks like an improver as well. So that goes into everything at 14-1. Sport today, golf. Scotty Scheffler's lurking. He's 7-1 in the 3M. He made a double and a bogey in the last five holes yesterday. Have a very close look at him. He might be a very good bet. 7-1, always worth taking a chance with two rounds to go. I'll be on Interbet tomorrow with the Gold Cup preview. Have a great day.